Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Democratic lawmakers unveiled a proposal for a red flag bill Thursday. The bill would allow judges to seize guns from someone determined to be a threat. As WUWM's Mayon Silver reports, Democrats say the bill should be nonpartisan and is about saving lives, while Republicans say the bill is a non-starter.
Governor Evers and fellow Democrats announced the red flag bill on the heels of a universal background check bill introduced in August. The bills come in the wake of several mass shootings across the country. Evers says the issue should be nonpartisan.
The recent Marquette University poll showed that Wisconsinites not only overwhelmingly support universal background checks, but 81% of Wisconsinites support creating an extreme risk protection order process to remove guns from people who have been found by a judge to be in a danger to themselves or others.
The extreme risk protection order laws are also known as red flag laws. They have been passed in 17 states and the District of Columbia. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call says judges already have similar powers in other contexts in Wisconsin. For instance, as part of domestic abuse injunctions.
Actually, in those cases, one of the options is that firearms can be ordered to be seized. What this does is it expands upon that so that if somebody is a threat to themselves or others for another reason, this would give law enforcement a tool to take action. It would also give family and household members the option to take action.
What Call means by take action is that police, family, or household members could petition a judge to order someone to surrender their firearms. The judge can do that if they found the person is substantially likely to injure themselves or others. Call also notes that the state's emergency detention law allows judges to detain people who are in a mental health crisis, including those who are a threat to themselves or others. But he says a red flag law is different because it doesn't involve taking someone into custody.
This is a much more limited remedy. This is requiring somebody to surrender their firearms, not to lose their liberty, as can happen in an emergency detention.
Anyone required to surrender their guns under the current red flag proposal could be ordered to do so for up to a year, with a possibility of extension. At Thursday's press conference, Evers also responded to a reporter's question as to whether he would support assault weapons buybacks. That type of law would require gun owners to sell their assault-style weapons back to the government. Evers says of the assault weapon buyback bill,
I'd consider it, but my focus is on these two bills and on the two offices that would either prevent it from going to a hearing and to a vote. It's two bills, two offices.
The two offices Evers referred to are Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The two Republicans are not fans of the proposal. They released a statement saying they believe the legislation poses threats to due process and the Second Amendment. They say Evers' answer on the assault weapons buyback revealed an agenda to take away lawfully owned firearms. Fitzgerald and Voss say they are focusing on school safety grants, the mental health care system, and the Suicide Prevention Task Force. Evers has said he may call a special session on the bills, but the move would be mostly symbolic. Evers can't force Republicans, who control the legislature, to take up the proposals. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.